Welcome to your guided meditation of following the threads, tapping into what has inspired you or what may be in your subconscious from your childhood or maybe even pre-birth as to why you came into this lifetime, as into what would inspire you or move you to be fully connected in your life with your purpose, your dreams, your work, your relationships. Go ahead and find a comfortable position to sit in or to lay down in. And go ahead and bring two fingertips right in between the breasts, right in on the middle of the chest bone and the breastbone there. And just bring your attention, bring your awareness, your consciousness to those two fingers. Just feeling any warmth or coolness, feeling even deeper into your consciousness if you can, the impulses extending out of your fingertips as they touch this part of your body, this chakra, this energy center. Just feeling into what it feels like to be totally present with your fingers, these two fingers touching this part of your body. And as you're breathing, let's go ahead and give a count to your breath, the three parts of the breath, actually four. There's the in-breath, the hold, the exhale or out-breath, and then the pause in between. Taking a 3 to 4 count, whatever feels comfortable and right to you. You might need to start with a 2 count and work your way up. But breathing in, pausing, holding, letting the air fill your lungs. Breathing out through pursed lips is even better. And then pausing before the next breath. Breathing in. Pausing, breathing out, pausing. As you continue this breath and this awareness of your heart chakra, bring your awareness also to the third eye, to that part of your body, that chakra center. And balancing in between the two eyes, feeling as if you can get all of your awareness right between that eye, those two eyes. Taking your time. Now bringing that awareness back down as if you could see it, if there was a color or a vibrational sensation, can you bring that down to the heart where you're touching right in between the two breasts? Just let it incubating there. Now I'm going to invite you to move your fingers, those two fingers, down your body, down the midline to two fingertip width. Below the navel. This is the sacral or the sexual energy, the creative energy part of your body, the second chakra or energy center, generally labeled as such. Again, returning to the sensation of your breath, moving in and feeling it move all the way down to this part of your body, to this chakra center. And as you're concentrating, bringing your awareness to this part of your body, the creative center where we hold our collective memories and our individual memories of our past. Just allowing your mind to sift as if you were sifting through the card catalog at the library, if you remember what those were. Or as if you're flipping through a magazine and you're just seeing images from your past move through. And you're going to direct these images a little bit more to be anywhere between birth and say 10 years. Just see if there's any images that decide to make themselves appear. Perhaps one image appears. It's a little bit more vivid, whether it be in color or in smell, or maybe even just in the physical sensations. You're just simply allowing that image to start to take form and start to speak to you. And remember, in this world where we are actually beyond words, we're still in thought, but we think through vibration, we think through energy. So perhaps the words come to you, the story comes to you, the image comes to life to you, more as a movie reel playing itself out. You might not actually hear anything audible, but you can sense it somehow. And you just allow this image to come to life however it wants to come to life. And you are simply trusting that this image that your subconscious brought to you is real, true, and valid for you. And that this image, whether it speaks to you right now here in this moment, or if it's just bubbling up so that other information can become understandable within your consciousness at a later point in time, that this image and the story that it holds for you is a thread to what moves you in your life, what inspires you. It's a remembrance. I'm going to be quiet now for a moment or so to just allow you to replay this scene in your head as many times as you need. And see if you can actually walk around and see the scene being played out from different angles to make sure you haven't missed anything. When I speak again, you'll feel excited, but in a monitored sense, that you can spend the energy that you have found within this reel from your past in a beautiful way. Remembering you can come back and listen to this meditation at any point in time to replay this scene from your childhood, the scene that is a thread for you to follow in your life as many times as you like, or to look for other threads. You're going to close the card catalog drawer, close the magazine. Perhaps envision yourself putting your hands at your heart in the namaste prayer of thanks to your younger self for sharing this vision, this remembrance, and whatever nuggets, golden nuggets it wants to inspire you with in order to look in your modern day life and your current in your present, to start reconnecting, to being fully connected to that past part, that's been guiding you. Envision yourself simply turning around and starting to walk back into your 3D consciousness by returning your awareness to your fingertips that are at your sacral chakra, returning to your breath, allowing your fingertips and your toes to perhaps wiggle. I'm going to count you down from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you'll be fully awake, fully remembering everything that this vision needed to depart to you, and knowing exactly what you need to know on how to move forward with that thread, whether that is to journal, to perhaps jump into some artwork, or simply to continue to meditate and wait for everything to be made clear to you. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You're fully awake and ready to embrace the thread that was shown to you in this meditation. Please feel free to return and find more threads when you're ready.